What's up, guys? I'm back with another episode, which is awesome. I know I'm doing this on Thursday, but I will be going on a cruise with my family, so I'm not sure if I'll have Wi-Fi Sunday, and it might be kind of hard to post, so today's gonna be the day. Anyways, I am on spring break, and honestly, this podcast is going to be 5 tips on just how to live a happier life or a better life, whatever it is. I'll figure it out after, but just 5 tips on how to just live happier. Number one, most importantly, surround yourself with awesome people. Those people that when you talk to them, your energy's up, you are smiling, you just feel like you can be yourself, you can be sarcastic with them. You can be real with them. You can be serious with them in terms of if you're having a problem with something, you can have that conversation with them. Those people are the people you want in your life. Those are the people you want in your corner. It doesn't matter if you're friends with everybody, especially as you get older. It's hard because people move, but those friends you have right now that you think are awesome people, really cherish those relationships. Number two is to exercise. I'm a huge component of exercise because it changed my life. So make sure that you go outside. And if you can't exercise, even just a 10-minute walk outside in the sun is great for your mental and physical health. And just doing it consistently. Try to exercise every day. Try to get your body moving every day. It does wonders for your mental health. And that's coming from someone who, when I didn't exercise and I was overweight, I absolutely hated my life. So understand that exercising and taking care of your body does wonders for your physical and mental health. The third thing I'll mention is to do something that you love every day. This could be something very small, as in maybe it's just sitting down and writing something, or maybe you enjoy watching YouTube. As long as you don't do it excessively to the point where it's distracting you from everything else in your life, it's perfectly fine. People that say that you have to be working at all times of the day, that's not true. You need time for yourself. So do something you love. I know for me, I love listening to podcasts, I love reading, and whenever I can have that, I love music. Anytime I can just have a break away from what I'm doing in the current moment, it's again, it does wonders for my mental and physical health and just makes me so much happier every single day. The fourth thing I will mention is to set a goal for yourself. I just did a goal, completed a goal, and now I'm already kind of wondering, like, what goal should I set for myself? What should I do with my life going forward? And I have some ideas, so we will see about that. But there's something about just the process of trying to complete a goal and just seeing yourself improve and get better at that goal, whether that's getting a better grade on an exam, losing some weight, or maybe it's a simple goal. I mean, I created a goal for myself to call my parents every day, or at least communicate with them every day. And now it's a habit, and who wouldn't want to be closer with their family and just call or text them every day? So little things like that, just one simple goal you can set for yourself and just try to stay consistent with it, and you'll see just how much happier you feel in terms of the direction your life is going. The last thing I'll say, just be grateful for what you do have and what you get to do every day. I was just having a conversation with this one of my advisors, and his name's Craig. Just a great guy overall, really genuine, just down to earth. And also, you can tell that he's like a personal development guy, but also someone that's been accomplished. And just hearing from him that you get to wake up every day and basically start over. You get to choose what you do every single day when you wake up. That right there is something that you should never take for granted. You get to work out, you get to see your friends, you get to just have a shot at this thing we call life, right? I know that's deep, but it's true. You have so much to be grateful for, and kind of realizing everything you have, even if you're listening to this podcast right now, that's huge. You get to do this instead of homework, or you get to do this over chores, like whatever it is, reframing your mindset to realizing that you have so many things to be grateful for, and that you get to do a lot of the things that you do every day will just make you a happier person and you'll have a happier life. Excuse me, but anyways, so the five things to live a happier life: surround yourself with awesome people, exercise, do something for your body, do something you love every day, set a goal for yourself, even if it's a small one, and be grateful for what you do have and what you do get to do every day. And with that being said, this podcast is over, and I will see you guys next week.